Trump, all children, born and unborn, have a God-given right to life. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 27, 2020. President Donald Trump continued his commitment to the unborn Thursday evening during his formal acceptance speech at the White House on the last night of the Republican National Convention, RNC. Trump drew a stark contrast between his pro-life policies and the pro-abortion agenda of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, one that would codify Roe v. Wade, fully fund Planned Parenthood, and force American taxpayers to fund abortion on demand. Joe Biden claims he has empathy for the vulnerable. Yet the party he leads supports the extreme late-term abortion of defenseless babies right up to the moment of birth. Democrat leaders talk about moral decency, but they have no problem with stopping a baby's beating heart in the ninth month of pregnancy. Democrat politicians refuse to protect innocent life. And then they lecture us about morality and saving America's soul? The president questioned. Tonight, we proudly declare that all children, born and unborn, have a God-given right to life. Despite embracing the most extreme abortion rights agenda in history, Democrats avoided the issue almost entirely during their convention last week. The RNC, however, prominently featured numerous pro-life speakers, including former Planned Parenthood director-turned-pro-life advocate Abby Johnson, Covington Catholic High School graduate Nick Sandman, Catholic nun and medical doctor Sister Deirdre Byrne, former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, human rights activist Chan Guangcheng, Ohio mother Tara Myers, who rejected the advice of her doctor to abort her son with Down syndrome, and others. In a statement sent to Breitbart News, Marjorie Dannenfelser, national co-chair of Pro-Life Voices for Trump and president of the Susan B. Anthony List, praised the president for calling out the extremism of the Democrat Party on abortion. President Trump's speech marks the pinnacle of the most explicitly pro-life Republican convention ever. While Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and other leading Democrats downplay their radical and deeply unpopular agenda, President Trump and Vice President Pence continually call out the Democrats for supporting abortion on demand through birth and even infanticide, paid for by taxpayers. In stark contrast to the Democrats, who were too afraid to even utter the word abortion during 4 days of national television coverage, they are using their platform to promote a multitude of diverse pro-life voices. Thanks to the extraordinary leadership of our pro-life president and vice president, Republicans are unified and energized on this issue like never before, and life is truly winning in America, Dannenfelser said.